Snow and freezing rain pummel mid-Atlantic while California prepares for likely flooding. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain were expected to continue pummeling the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic states Wednesday, while California readied for a storm that could flood areas ravaged by the recent wildfires. Especially heavy snowfall, up to nearly 14 inches, was expected in parts of Virginia and West Virginia, according to the National Weather Service. Ice accumulations could reach more than a third of an inch in Stanleytown, Virginia, and a quarter of an inch in Glendale Springs, North Carolina. In California, an atmospheric river, a long band of water vapor that can transport moisture from the tropics to more northern areas, was expected to move in late Wednesday, likely flooding urban areas across central and southern California, according to the Weather Service. The snowstorm that blew into the mid-Atlantic states on Tuesday caused accidents on icy roads and prompted school closures. By Tuesday night, nearly 12,000 people in Virginia had lost power, according to Power Outaged, U.S. Stay home and off the roads tonight, Virginia, the Virginia Department of Transportation posted on social media Tuesday night, alongside a meme of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz saying, "There's no place like home." In parts of Baltimore and Washington, an inch of snow was falling each hour, according to the Weather Service. All Washington public schools were closed Wednesday due to the weather. Appalachian Power, which serves 1 million customers in West Virginia, Virginia, and Tennessee, said Tuesday it had 5,400 workers dedicated to restoring power. About 65 Virginia National Guard soldiers were at facilities along the Interstate 95 and State Route 29, corridors, and in southwest Virginia to support the storm response, Guard officials said. Another 20 soldiers and members of the Virginia Defense Force were in support roles. Winter storm warnings extended from northwest North Carolina to southern New Jersey, and the snow and ice mix was expected to become all rain by Wednesday afternoon as temperatures climb. Meanwhile, a separate storm system was expected to dump heavy snow on an area stretching from Kansas to the Great Lakes starting Tuesday night, the Weather Service said. The Kansas legislature canceled Wednesday meetings because of the weather, and Governor Laura Kelly closed state offices in the capital, Topeka. Hundreds of accidents. In Virginia, where Governor Glenn Youngkin declared a state of emergency and schools and government offices were closed Tuesday, state police reported 700 accidents and dozens of injuries Tuesday. Although Matt Demlian, a spokesperson for the Virginia State Police, said they can't say definitively that all were weather-related. In southern West Virginia, multiple crashes temporarily shut down several major highways Tuesday. Smith's Towing and Truck Repair responded to at least 15 calls, mostly from tractor-trailer drivers who got stuck on Interstate 64 in Greenbrier County near the Virginia border, dispatcher Kelly Pickle said. Basically, they just get sucked over into the median, or they go off of the interstate just a little bit on the right-hand side, she said. And they just don't have enough power in their vehicles to get back onto the road due to the icy conditions. Skating rinks instead of roads. Paige Williams, who owns Downtown Books in Lexington, Virginia, closed her store Tuesday because of the weather. She hoped to reopen Wednesday, noting that Lexington and surrounding Rockbridge County are dependable when it comes to clearing the roads. But with temperatures on either side of freezing Tuesday night and Wednesday, the rain that is supposed to follow could make the roads better or worse. "It's just going to depend on where those temperatures go," Williams said. "Rain can clear things off. And rain can also freeze. And then you have a lot of skating rinks instead of roads. Bitter cold temperatures." An Arctic air mass stretched from Portland, Oregon, to the Great Lakes. The temperature bottomed out Tuesday morning at minus 31 degrees in Butte, Montana, where over the past two winters at least five people died from cold exposure, said Brayton Erickson, executive director of the Butte Rescue Mission. Advocates for homeless people in the city of about 35,000 were out on the streets distributing sleeping bags, jackets, mittens, and other cold weather gear to anyone who needed them, according to Erickson. "When it gets this cold, we kind of pull out all the stops," Erickson said. In Oregon's Multnomah County, officials extended a state of emergency through at least Thursday. Five emergency shelters were set to open Tuesday night through Wednesday afternoon. Midweek wind chill readings could dip to 10 degrees in Portland, the Weather Service said. California rains. The atmospheric river was expected to arrive in California starting late Wednesday and to peak Thursday, according to Miles Bliss, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Along with flooding, heavy snowfall was expected in the Sierra Nevada. More than 700,000 sandbags have been arranged across central and southern California, according to the California Department of Water Resources. By Ben Finley and John Raby.